AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is telling the U.S. and Iran to lower the rhetoric and lower the threshold of action. On Twitter, President Trump threatened Iran with its official end. Iran's foreign minister tweeted back saying the president had been goaded into genocidal taunts. Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution was asked, what will happen next?
My guess is that there will be some effort to try to create a back channel between the two governments that at least begins to ratchet down the tensions. But Trump is going to have to choose between applying maximum pressure to Iran and really pursuing an effective diplomatic resolution.
Official news agencies there say Iran has quadrupled its production of enriched uranium. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says sexual abuse complaints about former Ohio State team doctor Richard Strauss were not reported to higher authorities until more than 15 years after the first reports were received. DeWine signed an executive order to establish a working group.
This group will review the medical board's actions or inactions and ensure the medical board's policies and procedures are adequate to address complaints of sexual abuse raised against doctors.
A report found Strauss sexually abused at least 177 male students at Ohio State in at least 16 sports and at the Student Health Center. Strauss committed suicide in 2005. Lori Lightfoot has a new job. She was sworn in today.
I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of Mayor.
Of the Office of Mayor.
Of the City of Chicago.
Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female and openly gay mayor.
Black and brown kids, low-income kids, every kid in this city should grow up knowing they can pursue anything. They can love anyone. That's my Chicago dream.
Lightfoot's plan includes mobilizing the city to fight violence. This is AP Radio News. Another migrant, a boy, has died.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Antler.
Frank Vogel is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Where we're at as an organization, okay, with the young talent we have, with LeBron James on our team, okay, and the cap space flexibility of what we can be, like that's the most exciting part.
Vogel replaces Luke Walton. He coached previously for Orlando and Indiana in the NBA. The Lakers missed the NBA playoffs this season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.